good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for caring to be right here with us than any other place on the planet. For all of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, I'm so grateful and so thankful that you care to be attuned and that I am always prayerful that you're receiving more inspiration, more motivation to be ever more disciplined in doing the clearing, the cleansing, the purification, the renewal, the consecration of your body temple for the re-enthronement of the true spirit of the living God and Goddess that is your absolute reality. And that is all I am ever addressing and speaking to as the one who cares to see us as a resurrected people. I have no shame in my game, and I am always caring to do what I can do to strengthen, uplift, enhance, enrich, and to give more, because we should be the more that we were born to be. And as a result of being under a global initiative of depopulation and genocide, we have been tainted, we've been warred against, and we're not really responding correctly and directly to being under siege. And now that there are so many ones who are trying to get fit and become vegan and vegetarian, and all of this is trending now, you know, we were already under degrees of divisiveness through race and religion and ethnicity and our sexuality and gender preferences and all of that. Now we are being classified as human eaters, and now we're identifying ourselves by what it is we feed and how it is we feed. And I'm saying that we are all breatharian first. We have to breathe. It is the breath of life that animates us, maintains us, and sustains us. And that which they refer to as food, that which we've come to know as food, is literally oppressive to ourselves, and that the methodology of oppression at the cellular level can only be remedied from our taking time to liberate ourselves. And in order to do that, then we have to really understand the power of the chemicals that have been laden in the food, or that which we refer to as food, in our breakfast cereals, in the milk, in the cheese, in the eggs, in the ice cream, and the chicken and the fish, and all of these chemical latent things, which is foundation for all of the cancer that we see so prevalent in the lives of ourselves and our family members. And to come to a point and place where you realize that if you have been consuming the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, artificial colors, artificial flavors, and things that can sit on shelves indefinitely, that those chemicals are permeating your brain, your pineal gland, your organs, your thyroid, and all of your whole body temple. And that's why we are now being called to clear and cleanse ourselves, and to know that a monthly cleanse or a quarterly cleanse is insufficient for 20, 30, 40, 50 years of meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, and all of this stuff. And because we are caring, or should be caring, to fulfill what is the Creator's will for us, so that which is causation and purpose in existence, then it matters that we are not just succumbing and giving in to the corporate deities of death, to realize that those who work on behalf of the corporate deities of death are either male or female or a combination of the two, and are perpetuators and the progenitor of lineages also. And under a system of adulteration, a system that perpetuates being out of alignment with the laws of existence itself, then we are participating in a system that has already been slated for being discontinued in existence, because there is no way that a people can undermine themselves and their children and survive it. And because we see how much violation and how much pain and how much suffering and how much adulteration we ourselves, as well as other ones, are experiencing, those of us who care to really walk in the integrity of who we are as men, the progenitor of lineages, and wombed men, the perpetuator of lineages, we need to be about the healing of us, the wholeness of us, laying foundation for a better way forward, doing everything that is within our power to reverse these issues that have crystallized in our tissues so that we are not having tragic dates with fate, but that we are able to rise to a gloriously rising destiny in fulfilling that which is the will of existence in our having been completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified in the light of the truth of the all that we are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And to know that there is no greater wealth than the wealth of ourselves. There is nothing that we can beg, borrow, steal, be awarded, or rewarded that is greater than who and what we already are. There is no work that we can do that has greater meaning or purpose or significance or prospering power than doing the clearing, the cleansing, the consecration for the re-enthronement of the truth of who we are as these points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence. To know absolutely that there is that which is absolutely love, absolute light, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth. And if we care to truly prosper, then we would get in it. We would be about it. We would not continue to be complacent and complicit with our own cellular oppression by continuing to feed off the carcasses of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, and all of the poisonous elements that are in the tobacco and the alcohol and the sugar and all of this other stuff that's available to us, readily available to us in the breakfast cereals, in all of the things at the Hot Pockets and all of the entrees and things, the microwaving, and our coming to a point in place where we realize it's not children that are producing these things. It's not illiterate people who are producing these things. And to have an educated people who are the perpetuators of sickness, illness, disease, and death as a livelihood, is to have a people who really are missing themselves and missing the glory of who they truly are as these points of the presence of that absolute and supreme intelligence that we refer to as God. And to know that that intelligence that we refer to as God and we call upon and who we would call as the Father, Mother, Creator of all, that which is the Lord and the sanctity and the Savior of us, it would not literally put us in a place and space where the only thing that we could do to generate money is to create sickness, illness, and disease. And to manage sickness, illness, and disease as a livelihood, as opposed to being about the business of clearing, cleansing, and realigning and restoring ourselves in the true image and likeness of what and who we are, were created to be. But you all have so much fun defiling yourselves and yourselves. You think that it's fun undermining yourself, being distracted while you are literally being exterminated from the face of the earth. We are in a place and space where we are being called to rise, to pay attention, to give attention to that which beats our heart and breathes us, to care to be completely cleared and cleansed and purified, to be restored and renewed, to reclaim the divinity of our being directly. And to know that we have come to the earth through the wombs of our mothers, sparked by the divine sacred fluid from our fathers. And that life itself is divine. It is sacred. And we have been socialized to disregard it, disrespect it, to be disobedient to the laws that govern us. And therefore, we are experiencing all manners of suffering, pain, degradation, violation, incarceration, and all of this molestation, rape, and this and that and the other. It is not the will of existence for us to be suffering. It is as a result of there being absolute law and the violation of absolute law that puts us in a place where we are dealing with all of this, which is the evidence of our needing to make greater choices and greater commitments for stepping into the greatness of the truth of who we are. And wherever there is the man with the womb, there should be a one who is wholeheartedly committed to the exaltation of life and the perpetuation of life and the optimum functioning of us. And there is no religious institutions or educational institutions or governments that have been given license by the order of existence and the laws of existence to miseducate us, to be in a place where we're complicit and complacent with our own cellular oppression and that of our children and our men and those who love us. And so I'm the one to really speak to the issues of our reclaiming and standing forward on behalf of the lineages that we represent. For there is no real proper way to honor the sacrifices of those who sacrificed their lives, those who gave so much of their own insights, their realizations, their revelations, their epiphanies, their intellectual property, those who have come and gone and have left us better as a result of their lives. It was not done so that we can feel glib about living however we want to live to the detriment of ourselves and everyone else. The nature of intelligence is that it exalts a full effort in its living. And all other intelligences, regardless of how small or how large, exalt a full effort in their living, exalting a full life's urge, doing nothing to undermine themselves, knowing their food, excreting their waste, knowing their kind, perpetuating themselves, and having a natural way to respond when they sense that their lives are being threatened. And so we're in a place where we can realize that our behavior has been modified in that those of us who would care to function as intelligences or as human beings or as men or as wombed men, that we have become complicit and complacent with our own cellular dysfunctioning. We feel entitled to create sickness, illness, and disease. Well, I can't give up my chicken. Oh, girl, I just love them pork chops. Oh, I got to eat this and you got to eat that. And I'm just saying, we are these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence. Our bodies are designed divinely and divinely designed. And the flesh of dead animals was never ideal food for us because we do not have the hydrochloric acid to dissolve it. That's why it just stores. And now that they have put so much chemical in it and so much preservative and so much hormone and so much antibiotics and whatnot, I'm just saying is that when you look at all of the cancer that is everywhere now, understand that these people, those ones whose businesses these are, see, for those of you who love the flesh so much, you are not taking any responsibility to raise your own animals. And if you had to hunt and kill, you wouldn't do it. You can't hardly move, talking about going out and running and spearing and shooting and all of this. Some people love to hunt. They love to kill. But the love to hunt and the love to kill, the love to spill in the blood is part of the problem. That there are those who feel entitled to kill. They love to kill. It's sport and game for them. And those ones who are employed on a daily basis in the chicken factories and the pig places and the slaughterhouses and whatnot, and they're killing all the time, understand that this creates an aberration in their spirit because there is no one who really thrives and can really prosper in being in violation of the primary law of existence that says, thou shalt not kill. And then to feed off the carcasses of that which has been killed, and to feed off the carcasses of those who were poisoned before they were killed, those who were misused and abused before they were killed, those who knew suffering and pain and disdain and frustration and anguish and angst before they were killed. And then you're feeding off of their carcasses and absorbing the etheric energy of all of the emotional trauma. And now we've got more psychosis and more bipolarism and more schizophrenia and more mental issues than ever before. But then you'd rather go to these ones whose brothers are the psychiatrists and the doctors and the pharmacists and whatnot, and then fill up on acidifying medications to make you think that you're doing better because you're taking your meds, and then you're still eating garbage. You're still defiling the divinity of your own being. You're still denying that you, at this point, of the presence of an absolute and supreme intelligence, and you should be functioning intelligently. You should be functioning in the creativity and the awesomeness of what you were created to be, is this point of this absolute and supreme reality. We are in a now moment where we are being called to rise. And as much as you may like killing yourself, I guarantee and guarantee you that you are not going to be happy to be dying when you get to that crossroad. Well, you know, I got to die of something. I'm like, don't let it be stupidity. You understand? Following a people who have made it their business to ruin every freaking thing. You understand? To put us in a place and space where we question the reality of that which we refer to as God. Well, if there was a God, then why he let all of this stuff go on? I'm like, why are you participating in it? We each of these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of an absolute and supreme intelligence that was gifted and given so much of the intelligence of existence. That's all we are. It beats our hearts and breathes us. It's given us so much of its own talent, skills, and abilities. We represent greatness in the lineages that we've come through. And even though the lineages whose names we can call, the ones whose names we can call, even though they were adulterated with the alcohol and the flesh and the tobacco and all of that, if you go beyond them and go beyond them and go beyond them and go beyond, we still come from greatness, and we can invoke and call forth the greatness of the lineages that we represent. Because the intelligence of existence did not create niggers and crackers and all other aberrations of ones and ones who are murderers and liars and thieves and racists and this and that and the other. The intelligence of existence just gifted itself to absolutely everything and everybody. And cosmic conformity is the multiplicity of diversity. And we are all these points of a divine presence. And we should all be functioning harmoniously in the light of the truth of who we are as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. To walk consciously as immortals, to be in the esteem and the light of who we are as our own unique personalities and expressions of divinity personified. It was not destiny to become murderers and rapists. It was not destiny to become addicted to anything. We're here to learn how to master ourselves, our minds, our thoughts, to shape ourselves in the image and the likeness of the intelligence of existence that is multi-hued. It is the frequency of all of life itself. We're in a now moment that is requiring us to take a deeper look and take a deeper breath and consciously make deeper commitments for walking in the greatness of the truth of all that we each are as these points of the presence of that absolute and supreme intelligence. To be supremely intelligent, that as we are maturing, we're getting better. We're becoming more refined. We're redefining, reclaiming, realigning reconciling our lives with the absolute and divine presence that beats our hearts and breathes us. We are a glory unto it, and we are its own glory directly. We can transcend and transform and transmute all of the temporal situations and circumstances to serve our greater good by our making greater commitments to be the great ones that we actually are. To be socialized on the path of adulteration so that by 21 we were labeled adult, short for adulterated, no longer what the intelligence of existence intended for itself as our reality. That we know shame and game and pain and blame and guilt and all of that and all of the indiscretions and things that we don't even discuss with anybody at this particular point, not maturity or our adulteration. And you add 21 years of more adulteration onto the first 21 so that by 42, your body's beginning to break down because of the misalignment of the truth of who you are. In all of the lies that you've taken in terms of what you put behind I am. And now we have the opportunity, regardless of how old we may be, to reclaim the divinity of our being. But the clearing and the cleansing, the consecration of the body temple is a requisite. And just changing the diet is insufficient because it is not enough to truly clear the tissues and the lymph and the cells and the organs and the glands from all of the nitrates and the nitrites and the preservatives and the artificial colors and flavors and the antibiotics and hormones and flavor enhancers and all of these things, which are the behavior modifying chemicals that are responsible for the aberrations of our being. And so a people who war against themselves by warring against other ones of themselves in ignorance and denying that they are a part of these other ones. See, the intelligence of existence is so intelligent that it has gifted itself to absolutely everything and everybody everywhere, all at the same time. And it, in its infinite and divine wisdom and self-love and the harmony of the whole of itself, as existence itself, is not going to desecrate and defile itself over here to raise itself and make itself look good over here. You understand that lie that they call white supremacy and all of that, that's insecurity and stupidity on crack. There is no way in hell that you can prove your superiority by dumbing and everybody down, anesthetizing, inebriating, intoxicating, violating. You understand? And those of us who participate with it by reaching for the alcohol and the tobacco and the cigars and all of the vaping things, all these chemicals that you're bringing into your lungs. Your lungs are the organ of your spirit. And it is as a result of the breathing, the respiriting, the breath and the respiration that you have the opportunity to really enhance your life, enhance your thought. We should be able to truly tap into exalted thought. Because the capacity to think is that which aligns ourselves with the light of the truth of who we are, is these points of the presence of the absolute, or allow our temples through the clearing and the purification to be consecrated because of the exalted desires that we have for our wholeness, for our commitments in loving that which beats our hearts and breathes us with our whole body, heart, mind, with all of our might, to come to a point and place where we consciously care to truly honor the lineages that we represent at the command that we honor our mother and father. But we're talking mothers and fathers, grandmothers, grandfathers, great grandmothers, great grandfathers, great great, and the great great, and the great great, and to come to a point and place where we are all right with being great. We're all right with being grand, because as these points of the presence of the absolute, we were destined from the time we were typed male or female in our mother's wombs to become men and wombed men. But we deny the divinity of ourselves when we call our children kids. I got kids, so that means that you're a goat. We have children. And when men refer to women as female, I went out with this female. And we're referring to men as dudes. You understand? I'm just saying is that we have to realize that the socialization and being socialized by a death culture, a culture that literally perpetuates sickness, illness, and disease as multi-trillion dollar economy, facilitating the anesthetization, the inebriation, the stupefaction, the miseducation, you understand, as a way to exalt themselves, to make themselves seem like they're so much better than everybody else. But I'm just saying, a people who devastate and destroy and kill everything are a sick people, no matter how they dress it up. You cannot consistently feed off the flesh of dead animals and douse your bloodstream with alcoholic beverages and that which has no substance, and then function in the fullness of your capacity as an intelligence of existence. It's not possible. We don't see it. And though you may become proficient in whatever area of talent you may apply yourself, we have enough examples of those who become proficient and still were not liberated from their addictions, from their miseducation, from their erroneous belief systems, believing that you can feed off of anything that undermines the cellular integrity of your body, and then you still are able to get out of that body alive as a conscious immortal, to ascend into the heaven and sit at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Virgin Mary, suffered under the Pontius Pilate, and was crucified, dead, and buried, and the third day he arose from the dead. And you're going to really act as if you were living a life that honored the divinity of existence, and you rejoiced in your capacity to throw yourself away. Let's get real about what time we're in. It's time for our resurrection. It's time for us to realign ourselves in exalting a full effort and a full life's urge. It's time for us to realize that whatever we've been through and whatever has happened to us, we can forgive it, we can release it, we can let it go, and we can rise in this now moment, because our resurrection and our restoration, our reconciliation, our harmonization with the will of existence, the light of existence, the intelligence of existence, on behalf of the eternal laws and the eternal order and the eternal government, is the fulfillment, and it is our destiny. You don't have to participate, but those of us who do, we will know the glory of having done so and be gifted the opportunity to get out of these bodies alive and ascend into the exalted realms, where we will be received with standing ovation for having done what we were purposed to do. On behalf of the intelligence of existence and the intelligences of existence and the absolute and eternal, we give thanks that we have the opportunity to choose life, to choose now, and to be completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, revivified, resurrected, and made whole. On behalf of the establishment of the eternal order, eternal law, and the eternal government. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. Good evening, You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are listening via the World Wide Web, thank you for caring to be with us than any other place on the planet. For those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, I am so grateful and so thankful for your consistency over time and pray that you are always receiving more inspiration, more motivation, more support in realizing how blessed you already are with each and every breath and every beat of your heart, that we each are sharing a now moment of eternity gifted by the intelligence of existence that blazes a sun, has the world spinning, is foundation, causation, and the totality of all there is as existence itself. And in this now moment, it's time for us to realize the truth of ourselves, to get beyond all of the lines of demarcations, the separation, the things, the programs and whatnot based on race, religion, ethnicity, hue of people, your sexual preferences, your religions and all of that. Even now we're being divided based upon being human feeders and human eaters or useless eaters as some ones would refer to us as. So we're now qualifying ourselves as vegetarian or vegans or raw foodists or pescatarians and all of that. And I'm saying it's all divisiveness. It's all divisiveness, and there's no power in exalting any of it as your identity, because when you put anything behind I am, you can misqualify it or disqualify it, for it already has an inherent integrity as to who and what it actually is, and that who that is the I am presence. We each have been gifted so much of it, and it is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, so that our absolute reality is that we are these points of it as immortals upon the planet who are already in the realm of eternity. We've come to the earth through the wombs of our mothers, sparked by the divine sacred fluid from our fathers. We weren't born from the earth, and we should not be buried within the earth, and where our spirits are smothered within these bodies, and these bodies are buried and rotting in the earth directly. We're in a now moment where we have to realize that there is purpose in existence, and none of those institutions that have taken responsibility to give us an orientation as to what life is gave us the proper orientation as to what the purpose in existence is. And so I'm the one to remind us that we are here on behalf of the lineages that we represent, on behalf of that which beats our hearts and breathes us, to give it full attention and authority in our lives. And it seems like that would be a no-brainer, but under the auspices of capitalism and Satanism and Luciferianism and divisiveness and all of those who would have us so distracted that every time we think food, we think them. Every time we think beverage, we think them. Every time we think, we're thinking because of what their jingles have been and what their opinions and theories have been, to the degree to which we have been duped into thinking that we're supposed to be dying from something. And I'm saying we should not be dying at all. And so in and out moment where we realize how very serious this genocide actually is, and some of you are in the midst of it, complicit, complacent, and co-conspirating with it and still not acknowledging it. And so we're in a now moment that requires us to really take the blinders off and come to a point where you can look yourself in the eye and take responsibility for your hand in what it is you're creating as the reality. Now, when you take millions of people and billions of people who are disoriented and distracted and in a place and space where they are not fully participatory in their own exaltation, where they are not consciously caring to exalt a full effort in their living, where they are in a place and space where they are enslaved to their own appetites and genitals and passions and lusts and desires and whatnot, that undermine their own degrees of self-worth, self-respect, self-esteem, worthiness, deservedness, as these points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence. And it is our time to realize the need for the cleansing, the purification, the renewal, the rebirth, to realize that there is a socialization through culture and family and tradition and whatnot that does not serve our greatest good in our now moment, as a result of being warred against, as a result of being under siege, as a result of there being ones and ones who have been experimenting with biological and chemical warfare and turned the food into a weapon, and the weapons of mass destructions, as the alcohol, the tobacco, the sugar, and all of the things that we feel so happy to indulge ourselves in, so that every birthday and every celebration, every 4th of July, and all of these other things, you want to feed off the flesh of dead animals and the aborted fetuses of chickens and all of this. And this is a day-to-day thing, but on these particular days, these hella days and whatnot, y'all just want to go all out and just be gluttonous and pig out on all of this stuff. And I'm saying, this is crazy. Absolutely insane. To be in a place and space where we feel that we're entitled to subjugate, dominate, and feed off the usurpation of other beings. And ones and ones would say, well, Adama, you know, your vocabulary is such where, you know, a lot of people can't understand what you're saying. You're just like over people's heads. And I'm saying, my listening audience, particularly those who've been listening for a while, are getting it. I know you're getting it. I don't know how you could not be getting it and still be listening. And so the issue is, let's make it real plain. We are these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence, and our bodies are divinely designed and designed divinely so that they are vehicles and vessels of immortal spirits that have been given the opportunity to come into the realm of materiality, temporality, corporality for the express purpose of self-realization, self-actualization, harmonization with the laws of existence, so that we can practice what it is to be rightly aligned in our right use of the faculties that we've been given. And to take responsibility to care enough to be able to respond correctly and directly in any now moment in exalting a full effort to live well, to live. Nothing lives to kill itself. You don't see the squirrels when they're running the wires overhead. You don't see them making a high dive and say, hi, here I am, and then they splash down on your car and kill themselves. You don't see the rats and nothing else killing themselves, but walk down the street, you see you killing yourselves, you're smoking, you're drinking, you're doing all kinds of things. You are literally have allowed yourselves to be permeated and penetrated by those who don't need to be permeating and penetrating you. You understand? That's why you're all screwed up. Because it's been a penetration game. You understand? Now we're porous. Our bodies are 80% water. Our spirits are like vapor charged on the blood, and that which we are consuming is going to lay foundation for the quality of our blood. And for those who say they find salvation in the blood of Jesus or the blood of Christ, I'm saying no, that's what we should be creating as a result of our own choices in caring to facilitate our greatest good, caring to facilitate optimum cellular functioning, caring to honor the divinity of our being, caring to be in a place and space where we are attuned to the responsibilities of what it is to be conscious immortals living in the realm of eternity and having the opportunity to literally create heaven on earth, where we're dwelling in a perfect peace and a perfect poise, and we are creative and dynamic, activating our ingenuity, our talents, our skills, our abilities, glorifying the legacy of the lineages that we represent, bringing forward and invoking the greatness of the ones that we have come through, regardless of whether we know their names or not. And so for us to settle for being somebody's employees for 50 years, to settle for having been licensed, certified, and degreed to be able to participate in a system that perpetuates sickness, illness, disease, and death as livelihood, as popular and common activity, collective learning and education, and the path of prosperity. We should not be settling for being whores and pimps in a system that has already disqualified itself for being continued in existence as a result of being the perpetuators of death. And we don't have to participate with it. And whether you've been diagnosed and prognosed with the cancer, the diabetes, the AIDS, the sarcoidosis, whatever, I don't care what they call it, I'm going to tell you this. You at this point of an absolute and supreme intelligence. And when you align yourself with the divinity of your being and respect that you function divinely and their perfection is an inherent part of existence, and now you have the opportunity to embrace the truth of your being as divinity in expression, and to consciously care to function as such, to be in a place where love is your calling card. You are immersed in nothing but the appreciation, the gratitude, the respect, and the reverence of what it is to be, to understand the sacredness of life, the sanctity of life, and to be respectful of the right of beings and the right of other races and nations and people to have the rights to their lives. And to realize that love is that which is the harmony of the whole, the truths of existence, that we are all these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. It is male, female, both, and neither. And we're having practical everyday experiences where we are embracing the reality that we're male, female, both, and neither. That when it comes down to who and what we are spirit in these bodies. And the condition and the quality of our bloodstream lays foundation for the quality of thought that we're able to think, the quality of our ingenuity, our talents, our skills, abilities. Who are you serving? What are you working towards? What is your gift? Who are you as the gift? And in a now moment where we see the plethora and the pandemic of sickness, illness, and disease, and the spread of all manners of things that are taking people out, now you are being held accountable and responsible for making choices on a day-to-day basis that are truly in your own best interest. Now, the reality that you may be in a circle of people or not who really will support you in making decisions that are truly in your best interest. Because you find it easy to find people who will light your crack pipe and light your cigars and light your Black and Miles and light your cigarettes and serve you the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, and all manners of things that create all manners of sickness, illness, and disease within your spirit, within your mind, within your emotions, within your physical body. When you have a people that will support you in your dying, it's a problem. And so we have to come to loving ourselves and loving ourselves enough where it's all right to be selfish enough that you are not going to allow other ones to work towards your demise, so that you yourself are getting the support that you need to exalt a full effort and a full life's urge, so that your life becomes the gift. And with each and every breath and every beat of your heart, you are completely committed to honoring and glorifying the legacy of the lineages that you represent and creating legacy on behalf of the lineages that you represent, so that your name can be uttered and called 100 years from now. See, the time is passing quickly. And where we have not really understood what childhood was about in terms of learning the virtues of character that are consistent with who we are as a children of an absolute and supreme intelligence that we refer to as God, then those lessons may come hard as we mature, or as we have become adulterated, no longer what the Creator intended for itself as our reality. And so in our now moment, taking responsibility to really get clear about what you're living for, what really matters to you. But to spend money on that which undermines your cellular functioning, that which creates sickness, illness, and disease in you, is not wise. It's not love. It may be part of the legalities of a capitalistic system that has as its adage, let the buyer beware, the laissez-faire. You understand? And so anything can be put on the market for you because people have the right to capitalize on your stupidity, capitalize on your ignorance, capitalize on your miseducation, capitalize on all the lies that they have been putting forward so that we are not discriminating, we are not discerning, we are not attuned to the absolute truth. We are spinning in theory and opinion. But we weren't told to theorize and be so opinionated. We were told to know the truth, and the truth would make us free. And the freedom is not the freedom to be civil. It's not the freedom to be wicked. It's not the freedom to be killing ourselves. The real freedom is our allowing the intelligence of our being to be free to function as intelligence does, always in its own best interest, always in the best interest of the whole. Never doing anything to undermine itself. Exalting a full effort. Honoring itself as oneself. And consciously and consistently unfolding, exalting, maturing, cultivating, utilizing, transcending, transforming, and transmuting everything towards our greater good. We have leverage in this now moment. And so with all the disease and all the viruses and all of the things that everyone is dying from and whatnot, then it matters what you're reaching for. And I'm the one to say that we should be cleansing on a daily basis, just like you brush your teeth and you bathe the outside of your body, that bathing the inside of your body, cleaning your bloodstream, you understand, opening up the channels of elimination so the toxins and the acids and the viruses and the bacteria and whatnot are able to get out of your system, and your immune system cannot be compromised. But when you have been fed the aborted fetuses of chickens and hens and quail and ostriches and alligators and fish and all of these things, I'm telling you, this is not food for these bodies. It might be food for something else, but it is not food for human beings directly. We're breatharian first. We have to breathe. It is the breath of life that helps to oxygenate these cells, and they will tell you that cancer cells cannot survive in a well-oxygenated environment, so that when you're feeding off the flesh of dead animals, dead pigs, dead cows, dead chickens, dead fish, dead crab, dead lobster, and all of that, it really is not oxygenating. It's not hydrating. It doesn't add water to your system. It's not mineralizing. There's no real life force that's in it, except for the eggs of the parasites and the worms and the organisms that are deeply embedded in the tissues that will come alive after the preservatives wear off and whatnot, so that and they are helping to decompose and decay it so that it can move through your system. Otherwise, it doesn't move through the system. And with all of the bread and the rice and the pasta and the flour products and the cheese and all of that stuff that creates all of this mucus, that creates all of this acidity, that creates all of this absolutely perfect environment for the proliferation of viruses and bacteria and organisms and whatnot, then we have to really know that your greatest defense against the coronavirus or any of the other ones is to be cleansing and nourishing your cells to give up the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, and all manners of these artificially colored, artificially flavored, NutraSweet, aspartame-laden, alcohol, tobacco, sugar, and all of this garbage which has created all of this disease. And yes, it may be fun ingesting these things or the vibe that it gives you, whatever, but it is not serving your greater good, and it's not facilitating your being able to serve the greater good. And that's what we're here to do. Life is not arbitrary. It's not just whatever the hell you want to do, the way you want to do it, and forgetting anything and anybody that gets in the way of it. That's how some people think, but that's erroneous thought. It's delusion to think that you can issue a global initiative of depopulation and genocide and then not meet a tragic date with fate. That is death. Now the issue is that because we're already in eternity, then how long will you be dead? If you can get out the body as a dead person, then where do you go as a dead person? One who never really embraced the sanctity of life, the duty, obligation, and responsibility to exalt a full effort in living, to honor that which beats your heart and breathes you, to love it with your whole body, heart, mind, with all of your might, to have loved your neighbors as you love yourself. Everybody is a neighbor because we're all dwelling in the reality of this absolute and supreme intelligence as points of absolute and supreme intelligence. And to be supremely intelligent is quite all right now, especially in the midst of all of this stupidity, insanity, degradation, deprivation, starvation, molestation, rape, incarceration, all of that stuff. And the demonic nations of fallen humanity, our now time is calling us to rise. Our now time is calling us to care. Our now time is calling us to clear, cleanse, purify, be renewed, rebirth, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, revivified, so that we are serving in the resurrection of us as a global humanity. It's not just for one people or the other people. It is for all of existence. This is an intelligence issue. It's not a black or white issue. Any people, as well as all other beings, and should be concerned about their existence, even though the dogs and the cats and those and ones may not have an audible conversation with us about their continuation in existence. They are not trying to do anything to be killing themselves. And when we talk about the divine intelligence or being the most intelligent beings upon the planet, having been given dominion over all other ones and whatnot, that dominion was not to be killing and usurping and bastardizing and creating all manners of harm and stress and degradation and pollution and violation and all of that. That comes as a result of the distortion that was charged upon the blood of those who would prefer to eat the butt and the intestines and the feet and the ears and the lips of pigs and have that rotting in your body and then douse yourself with alcohol and tobacco and sugar and then want to be respected as intelligent people. The blood becomes so thick and so filthy that the filth that we see upon the planet is as a result of what's going on inside the people. The degradation of the people is manifesting as the desertification and whatnot that is going on upon the planet. So as we care to exalt a full effort in our living, as we care to be completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, as we care to be well oxygenated and hydrated and mineralized and alkalized and open up all channels of elimination so that the years of nitrates and nitrites and BHA and BHT and preservatives and all of these things can get out of our bodies, as we care to be able to infuse the frequency and the vibration of absolute love, absolute light, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth as reality of our lives, and everything will reflect that. And food will grow where we are, because everything is intelligent. And as we are realizing, actualizing, and harmonizing with the will of existence, the love of existence, the laws of existence, to stand in the integrity of our own authenticity as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of it. To be in a direct line of light with our angels, our guides, our guardians, to be under the auspices of our souls. Then we can envision and we can see and we can be the living testament and the testimonial of the glory and the power and the fulfillment of the promise of the gift of eternal life and heaven on earth. And when it come time to leave, we left. We did not die here. On behalf of the lineages that we represent, all of those whose names we can call and the infinity of those whose names we will never know. On behalf of those who have gifted us with their ingenuity, their talents, their skills, their abilities, their realizations, their revelations, their epiphanies, their gifts. It is our time to bathe in our gratitude and our thanksgiving. To become points and center of absolute love, absolute light, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth. To be fearless, courageous, cleared, cleansed, and purified, and aligned with the absolute and supreme intelligence that is greater than anything and all things that man has created. To the glory of the whole of existence upon the earth and beyond the earth. You're in a now moment of eternity where you're being called to rise, you're being called to clear, you're being called to cleanse, you're being called to care. To give your gifts and to be who you are as this living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and to be supremely intelligent, to not be killing at all. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.